Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cash and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, I'm here tonight with Stars Maya, and we are going to continue on with our dream interpretation, so you could call it dream interpretation part two. A lot of things that we did not touch on the last time, and I mean, you could really talk an awful lot about dreams and what they mean to you, and sometimes how you can even get your answers if before you go to sleep. You concentrate or meditate on something, and sometimes, in fact, you'll get your answer during that dream. So how are you today, Stars Maya?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure, as always, to be here with you again, Stars Cast. And I really enjoyed and thought we had some very interesting information that we were able to pass along and talk about with the clients. And I'm excited about this next session, our topic, you know, the same topic, but the next part of this little mini-series so that we can even provide more information. And it was fun because we actually had a caller that called in that was actually referring to a dream, remember?
Yes, I know. And isn't that exciting that if they would see what the topic is, they could, you know, especially like things like this, or if we do, you know, past lives and just a topic on past lives, they could actually call in and say, well, I've had this feeling or I've made this connection with somebody. Could it be, you know, that? And that's what's nice about it, you know, getting people to interact after they hear the show. I really, really love it. Yes.
Right, right. And one, I know we, you know, like we talked about factors, and now, like, I feel too, of course, I don't believe, other than perhaps precognitive dreams, dreams are usually not literal. They usually are, you know, somewhat symbolic. And I know that we discussed, like, do you feel things like a lot of caffeine before bedtime, having a very stressful day, and then trying to go from, you know, high stress to just fall right asleep. Do you feel that that might prohibit positive dreaming and might put us in a state of mind where our dreams are not quite as productive, if I'm making sense? What's your
guess? Yes, I agree. I feel, you know, coffee is a stimulant, and sometimes people will think, well, if I drink coffee before I go to sleep, it's going to stimulate my dreams. Not so. I feel that you have to be in a good state of mind when you sleep. I don't sleep really well, usually. I wake up at least once, but then I go back to sleep again. And I think you have to fall asleep in a nice, quiet environment, whatever makes you feel good. Sometimes people put, you know, headsets on and listen to music or, you know, that kind of thing. I don't really know, Stars Maya, what would really trigger a dream that would really come true. I feel that parts of your dream do have messages for you. I've probably had maybe one that I can remember as a young, real young girl that actually came true for me, and that was I dreamt I won $50. I had a $50 bill in my hand, and then my uncle used to play numbers, which, of course, is not legal. Then back, oh, gosh, this was, I don't even know, 25, 35 years ago, and I mentioned it to him. I said, well, you know, I dreamt that I won some money, and so he played something for me, and I won $50, and I was totally shocked. I mean, I bet you I was 9 years old. I was totally shocked. He came over and he said, unless he was just being sweet to me, but I don't think so. He didn't have a lot of money. So, and he said, I didn't even take out, you know, what it cost me to do it because I was so excited that he won. But, you know, something like that. I've only had one like that. What about you?
Well, I would say, you know, of course, I'm working in, as we both are, since we're working in the profession, I would say that we may be outside of the box of just the average client. The majority of my precognitive is during a wakeful meditative state. But I have had the precognitive dreams that I've had And it's funny because I real quickly want to mention about the lottery. But one that's come, we live in an old house and we're forever having water leaks and the roots are growing. They grow into the pipes. And pretty much almost every time that we, within a week, I'm going to say it's been about a week, I will dream of water. I'll dream of flooding. Now, I don't necessarily, which is important to note for our clients listening, and that's why it's important if you have a dream that you feel is disturbing or could be precognitive, it's really important to, you know, get signed up and have a session with one of the experts, because if I didn't know what I knew, I may have not paid attention. I didn't actually see the toilet. All I saw was in my dream, I saw flooding in the house, I saw water, and in fact, it was kind of a joke between my husband and myself, because I said, we're going to flood. And he goes, well, it would be nice if your guides or your dreams could be a little more specific and we could pull the carpet up in that area that floods. But that's been, you know, as far as just strictly dreaming, again, I've had some precognitive. But, you know, you mentioned the lottery, and this happened last week. I dreamt of a lottery ticket. It was one of those scratch-offs. And it had this ball on it, and it was a ball that I wasn't familiar with. The closest I could come to describing it was like a soccer ball. I said, I keep seeing these balls, and I my husband always plays the lottery, and he has been for years. He's convinced, of course, he's going to win. He's going to be a million-dollar jackpot winner. He plays, you know, both of them. I really don't. I just don't. I'm very, you know, very seldom do I. But I when I woke up, I told him, I said, you know, I had this dream about this lottery ticket, and it had these balls. I said, they had like little marks or patches on them. I said, almost like a soccer ball, but I knew it wasn't a soccer ball. And he said, he got, you know, of course he got really excited. He was like, oh my gosh, well, let's stop at the gas station and go run in. Well, when we ran in, I looked, and I'll be darned, there was a you scratch off instant ticket, and it had, they were more like solar type planet balls, but they were identical. They were exactly what I had dreamt of, but they were $10 each. And I didn't have the cash, and I didn't feel comfortable. I'm not really a gambler, so I didn't feel comfortable, you know, making that purchase, spending $10 on a lottery ticket. My husband went back later that day and bought the ticket, and we didn't win. So I don't know if I should pursue that, because that's very unusual. I usually don't dream about winning money. I understand we need money to live, but I'm not money motivated. But yeah, that to me, I'm not sure if that was hope, but I'm going to say that I feel that was a representation of a precognitive dream, and I'm basing the fact on I'm not familiar with the scratch-off tickets. The way that these balls are in the game are so precise and so detailed that I could not have seen that in my dream. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And also, I believe that the lottery is won by the person, not by the numbers. It's the person.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You were the one that was supposed to purchase the ticket.
True.
But you didn't.
True.
See? So it got changed. And you know, my son and everybody will say, well, why can't you give me some numbers, you know? And
yes.
I said, it's you. You're the one that wins, not the numbers. You just happen to have the numbers associated with you. Everybody thinks, oh, if I could just dream these numbers. I don't feel that's it. You know, it's, and it goes back to the point of divine order. As you know, if you're going to win, you're going to win. That's it. I don't care if you only pick six numbers, then you're going to win, period. And But don't you think that was really meant for you to do, but you just at that moment in time didn't have the money?
I do, and I may go back and purchase one of those tickets. And, in fact, I'm already, of course, I'm always planning ahead. I'm one of these that I'm always ahead. I'm thinking that's actually a very, that's actually a great topic to talk about, lottery numbers and winning and gambling. Not that I am, you know, encouraging people, you know, to, of course, pay their, you know, not pay their mortgage and gamble. But, yeah, I feel that it was meant for me, and I agree with you. And I also am a firm believer that it's divine order. Of course, my personal beliefs are God, and I share this with my husband all the time. There is no, I don't feel that our chances are increased, like if we're doing the pick five or the Powerball. I keep telling him, your chances are the same if you buy one ticket versus 10. You're not increasing
exactly
your odds. Excuse me. He can't seem to get past that. So I agree, and maybe that would be something we could keep in mind for another topic, because we both have a lot of similar feelings, and we both seem to get very excited. And, of course, I would love, you know, I mean, I'm not going to deny that I would love to win, but, no, I don't give numbers. I don't feel that I have that connection. I believe that it's destiny and it's karma and it's associated with the person. Now, one thing we really didn't get very far last time was past life dreams. And I'm so curious, StarsCast, as to if a person was coming to you and asking you, okay, how do I recognize, or what do you feel is different about a past life dream versus just a dream? What information could you share with us about your feelings and your knowledge on that?
Well, you know, past lives, of course, can go back many times. I always like to think that you will recognize someone in the now or right now on Earth in some manner that you knew there was a connection before, like you and I. I think when people connect so well and resonate with each other that they were something before. But as far as having a dream with a past life, I think you could probably get direction. But then you'd have to kind of want that kind of a dream. I don't think it's dictated by anything else. I think it's a person, and if you said, well, you know, I would really like to know about a past life. Of course, we don't know in an interpretation that this person might really be having a past life dream. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they could say, well, I was dressed like a queen in my dream. Well, perhaps you were a queen at one time in a past life. I've never had a dream like that. I've had real-time connections with a past life, and I was regressed, but many people don't get the chance to do that. So what about you? Have you ever had anything like that?
I have. I kind of feel that, in general, past life dreams, I feel that there's a few symbols or there's a few things that we can go on. The difference between a dream where we're working out a problem or even a precognitive dream is usually, I feel, past life dreams, during the dream, we don't have a lot of emotion. We don't experience sadness, anger, hurt. It almost is as though we're watching a movie. So I don't feel that there's a lot of emotion attached to it. There might be some. The other thing is, when I feel that I've had a past life dream, you know, one of the noticeable things would be that the era, the surroundings look very different than the now. And a lot of times I've had what I feel is a past life dream. And I mean, we can never, like you said, we can never be absolutely certain. But for example, I will dream of, let's use my husband for an example. I do feel that he's a soulmate, and we were able to convert that soulmate connection into a life partner connection. We've been together over 20 years now. And I would have these dreams, and they would be a different, completely different era. The look of the town, you know, like cobblestone streets, the houses look different. I looked at myself, and he looked different. Even though it's like I knew it was him, he was so familiar to me, and I knew that this was the spirit or the energy of my husband, yet he looks completely different than he does in this life. So that's kind of been some of the ways that I have. And I actually, I'm sorry, I misspoke. I said in the beginning there's no emotion. That's not true. That's with a precognitive dream. We usually don't have an emotional response. Past life dreams can often be very upsetting. So I apologize for that mistake. That probably just threw everybody off. A past life dream, I woke up crying before. I had a very strong past life dream when I was young, and I was a young girl, and I could tell by the area that I lived that it was not an area that I had lived before, and there were a field of flowers, and just the general feel and sense of the location was unfamiliar, and I'm going to say it was probably early 1900s, perhaps, you know, maybe late 1800s. I was wearing a dress and a frock, and it was like I had three layers on. So that, again, tells me that that was quite a while ago. And I was being chased by two men with a knife. And
oh, wow.
That's why I do apologize for my earlier statement. It was an extremely emotional dream. It wasn't until that I regressed myself and I worked with that dream, I had some fears about open places like big fields, and, you know, I was an adult at this time, and so I would get how some people get on elevators or height. Whenever I would come across, and I love the outdoors, an open field where there were flowers, I would begin to almost have a panic attack, which we discussed, I believe, you know, how we can have a panic attack, and it's related to spiritual things. So I put two and two together, and, of course, as I matured and, you know, my education continued and I learned more, I regressed myself, and I realized that that actually was a past life dream, and I actually was murdered. And I was murdered. I was probably somewhere between 8 and 10 years of age. And once I was able to resolve that, to say that was a past life, I must have chose that. It was the destiny for me in that life that I go early. I was able to move on, and I never dreamt it again, and I've never had any fears. I've been able to totally embrace my love of the outdoors and fields of flowers. Like, if you could imagine these, you know, slight rolling hills, just very slight, and fields of these beautiful wild flowers all around. I mean, that's awful to have that set off a panic attack, because what a beautiful scene, but it no longer does. So that's been my experience with past life. Now, do you feel that the average person, do you feel that they have a lot more past life dreams than what they may realize or, you know, remember, or do you feel that particular style of dreaming tends to be a little bit more uncommon?
I think it's probably uncommon, and only because I don't think people would recognize. I mean, you can say you were in on a horse in the wild country. Well, unless you are really into past lives and can recognize certain things, then of course
sure.
You would know. But I have never really had anything that I can recall for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Although, but now thinking about it, I don't know. I always assumed it was telling me something precognitive, like a symbol that would mean something. You know, I always felt that. Maybe, in fact, it really wasn't. Maybe some of my dreams, and that's the same thing. If you're not knowledgeable enough and you don't recognize those things, and I think, like you said, being in the profession that we're in, I think we're more open to a lot of different things and a lot of different ideas of things that we get, whereas other people would probably laugh at us and say, oh, come on, you had a past life dream. Well, we all know that dreams can come true. Your dream that you have in the sleep time can come true. Your daily dreams that you have, like I do a lot of, well, it's kind of like stepping into, I guess it's using my third eye, stepping into another place when I'm awake. I can actually sense and feel someone else and doing something else, even though I don't even really know what it is. Nobody's ever really told me, now that I think about it. But I can do that easily if I really am relaxed and in the right state of mind. But, you know, I just think dreams are a wonderful thing. I mean, if you can remember them, like we discussed before, and you can write them down, even getting some kind of help through one of my advisors on my site there, I mean, there's so many of you that do this sort of thing and are very knowledgeable in it, I think you can kind of figure out what that dream is telling you or what it meant. And to have a dream like you had, wow, that was probably pretty scary for you.
Yes, yes, it was. And I agree, too, that we have so many wonderful experts, and even people that are spiritually connected that work in the profession don't, I would say to our clients, even if they don't list specifically dream interpretation, take a minute to ask them, because chances are we're tapping into energy, and therefore most of us are gifted enough that we could help to interpret a dream and help you to stop nightmares or night terrors or so on. But yes, that dream was, it was very haunting, it was very frightening, and it, you know, this was, I was a lot younger when I had this dream. You know, I'm going to say I was in my early 20s. So just like what you pointed out, we may have a dream and we may not know, we're dreaming that we're riding a horse. We don't know if that's just a fun dream, you know, we've had a tense day and, you know, we've had a difficult week or we're struggling with things. And so that dream kind of, it's almost like going on vacation in your sleep. You know, we experience joyful things very often. And you're right, it's difficult sometimes to ascertain the difference between, was this just a stress-releasing dream? Was this just a chance for me to have some pleasure that I'm not able to get? You know, we all have such busy schedules. You know, perhaps that person has a love of horses and never even, had ridden before. And so they dreamt of riding a horse or walking along a beach. So, yes, definitely I feel that our dreams probably, we dream a lot more than we are aware of. Our dreams generally probably mean more than we know or we understand. But I would agree on the past lives. I don't think that's common. In all the years I've been doing this, that is the only, I've had a few that were on the edge that I think could go either way. But that was the only one that I am absolutely certain it was a past life dream, and it was, you know, it was a tragedy. I was laying in the field dying, and it was disturbing. But once I conquered it and I regressed, and regression is very helpful for people that have past life dreams. Would you agree with that? Or dreams that are reoccurring? And I'm talking about disturbing, so more like nightmares. You know, I hate to
yes.
call dreams nightmares the same thing because, you know, some dreams, some people are like, oh, I can't wait to go to sleep and see what vivid, amazing, wonderful things. A common theme in dreaming is flying, and I love flying dreams. I don't get those very often, though. Do you, Starcast?
Oh, no. You know, I really don't like to fly. I don't like to be on water either. I love to look at it. I don't mind, you know, like just walking in it and that kind of thing. But, like we talked about, like I said about the horse, you know, I love horses. I've only ridden one once, and one of the experts lives in New Mexico, and she raises them. And, you know, so if I were to have a dream about a horse, I would probably think, oh, that's because you talked to Stars Morning Star about it, and it was a feel good kind of dream. It made me feel good because I was actually able to ride. I would hope that most people have dreams that make them feel good, not like you had. That was probably very unusual that it created such a tenseness for you that. And you remembered it in great detail, too.
Which I think is often the case with a precognitive or a past-life dream. Excuse me, I've got that summer cold or end of the summer cold, so my voice is a little raspy this evening. But yes, precognitive and past-life dreams, I do feel that they can be vivid and they can contain a lot of detail, which, you know, like even seeing a phone sitting in the corner, that may seem to the dreamer, to the person, insignificant. but when it's being interpreted or analyzed, all of a sudden we find that that bone is actually a major role or a major part of what that dream is really about. So definitely.
Exactly.
And of course, you know, I wish everyone sweet dreams, and I'm glad that I was able to learn enough about dreams that I was able to conquer that past life dream and move out of that energy and move into my present life. I do feel that, you know, that's where we're supposed to be, that, you know, like you said, we can meet someone like you and I met, and there had to have been a connection previously, and I feel that happens a lot. You meet, you know, our clients meet someone, and instantaneously, whether it's male or female, older, younger, doesn't matter, they just feel drawn to that person. Nine times
out
of ten, that person has been in their life, in a past life with them in some way, in probably some type of close connection. So
exactly. And, you know, I'll tell you too, Charles Maya, that I get a lot of compliments from clients, just separate emails to me. And they just feel like, if say they go to you and they resonate with you, and you are able to help them in whatever situation they're in, and it's not necessarily about telling the future, quote unquote. It is getting
right.
them through what they're going through at this moment in time. And I'll write them back and I'll say to them, when you resonate with an expert on the site, it's because that person is the one that will help you the most. And that is the person you should continue to go with, because oftentimes they will figure, oh, I'm going to go to someone else, and they're expecting the same kind of results. It's not going to happen that way. And probably, like, and the roles can be reversed. Maybe you went to them in a past life for help and guidance, but there was something there. There is always something in who you meet and who you talk to, always. But we don't know. Sometimes we're lucky and we do know what that person meant to us. Now, like for you and I don't get a sense of it. I don't feel that I was any more important than you, or vice versa. So, I mean, do you get anything? I mean, because you and I really connected right away. There's quite a few of them that I do connect with, but, you know, I interview everybody on the site, but that doesn't mean I have that instant connection like with you. I did right away.
I feel that we were siblings, and I feel that we probably were not twins, but we're not very far apart in age. We were very close in age, and I feel that there was some type of family drama that caused us to cling to each other. And so I feel that we actually guided and taught each other. I feel that it was a very equal, balanced relationship. I agree. I don't feel that one person was far above the other. I feel we both had, you know, were given support by the other person, and that support was, you know, so there might have been days where I was struggling because of the family drama, and you were reassuring me, it's okay, it's okay, I'm here for you, we're going to get through this, and then you would get me through it, and then a week later, you would be upset and distraught over something, and I would be comforting and reassuring you. So I feel that we had a close relationship. I feel that it was a family-type relationship, so that's why
yeah.
I'm saying sisters, and I feel that I almost can see us, like, holding hands,
and walking
sharing
together, yes, uh-huh.
So I feel we were both females, and I feel there was a lot of onslaught, a lot of family drama, and it may have been, you know, it could be deaths. I'm not really getting specific information. It doesn't necessarily mean that we had bad parents, but we just were, unfortunately, I think we were very challenged during our childhood, and so we became very close. And the bottom line is, each of us felt that no matter what or where our journeys went, we knew that we could depend on each other. And I feel that's the feeling that we share today.
I agree. If there's something that I need to discuss or something I'm going through, you know, and same thing on your end, you know, we do that. And I, you know, oftentimes I think, you know, I don't really read the chat logs from all the readings that we get on the site. But I often, when I see people going back to the same ones, because I know if you're in session with them, and I know who just purchased, I think to myself, oh, there must be something that they really love about this expert on the site that they are going back. And actually, it's an indication that perhaps, not a guarantee, but perhaps you were together somehow in another lifetime. And past lives are really, really neat. You know, someday we can talk about the different past lives and how you can recognize things and recognize people that you're with right now that you just seem to be drawn to very, very close. And like you said, that we were more than likely sisters, because I do feel sisterly towards you, and I know I get that feeling from you. So it's really, really an awesome thing. And, you know, we're about out of time, believe it or not. Where does the time go, huh, Stars Maya? But I know we'll do other things. We'll do other topics. I don't know, the two of us can just seem to talk about so many different things, and I hope our listeners enjoy it, and they have to please come back, and when the show is going on Wednesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m., we do topic from 7 to 7:30, and then, of course, 7:30 to 8, we do our little readings, our one-question readings, and you are the resident psychic, so you're always there. So if people have anything that they would like to know about a dream, a dream interpretation that we can you can briefly cover, yeah, I know you certainly would do that, and then they can always check with you on the site. You're on all the time, and which is a wonderful thing. Your presence there is known. And I enjoyed tonight very much. How about you?
I did. I enjoyed it immensely. We always just resonate with each other. And I would like to share with our listeners, too, that when we do these topics, we know ahead of time the topic, but we don't practice or go through hours of research. This is all off the cuff. So that's important, because we really do so well together, and all the other experts that have done topics together is the same thing. I'm not just referring to you and I. But none of this is pre-rehearsed. None of it is, well, we discussed everything, and now we have note cards about what we're going to say. We just open up ourselves, our mind, and our spiritualness to our listeners, and we share our knowledge. And so when you come to us for a reading or for a question, do that same for us. Come with an open mind and an open heart, and I can assure you that with all the wonderful experts that StarsCast has, there's not a better person out there than she is, and you'll definitely be more than satisfied. You'll be happy, and you will be well on your way to your journey. So with that, I say good night and God bless everyone.
Good night, Stars Maya, and I will see you again, I'm sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm here tonight with Stars Maya. Well, we're really having an issue tonight. I'm getting all kinds of complaints. My readers cannot call in. It's been busy, 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 so something's going on. I don't know. I've been sending the messages back and forth. I'd like to get a hold of somebody at Blog Talk Radio. I had trouble sending my thing to Twitter and to Facebook. I had to do it three times, and now they keep getting a busy signal. So something is going on. It could be where you are calling into that might be having the issue. Maybe there's bad weather or something. But I'm going to go to the callers right now and tell them they're experiencing issues. I just got our host dial-in numbers and guest dial-in numbers. Engineers are working to fix it now. We'll update soon. Oh, my whoopee, eh? So I guess you could listen to me. But anyways, let me go to the first caller and let her know what's going on. Hiya, Tony.
Hello.
I just got a thing up on my screen that it says engineers are working to fix now. My readers have not been able to call in.
Okay.
They're having issues with the dial-in numbers. Now, you can hang on, you know, hang in there, and I'll just talk, and, you know, you can ask me questions. I don't do dreams. I don't do things like that, but I'm trying to send all of them some messages so that I'm sure they're going cuckoo here trying to call in. I know Stars Maya has sent me 4 emails. I can't call in, but... and even some people in the room, in the chat room, are saying that they it's been busy, 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 but I just got it. So I don't know that they will fix it tonight by the time we're done, but we'll certainly hang in there. Let me put you on hold, Tony, and I'm going to go to the other caller and let them know what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Melvin. My readers have not called in because Blog Talk Radio is having trouble with guests dialing in. It says the engineers are working to fix it now. We'll update soon. I have no idea if it's going to be ready in time. You're welcome to hang on, and I keep sending my girls messages in email here because I know they're all. I've been getting these beeps. You know how you have call waiting?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I've been getting a beep, beep. They're probably all calling me. I can't get in, but they don't realize I can't answer my phone when I'm on Blog Talk Radio, or I'll disconnect us all. So you just hang in there is what I'm going to tell you right now. I
okay.
do card readings. I don't do I'm clairaudient. I'm not clairvoyant. Sometimes I am, but not always. But I wouldn't. I really, my voice is kind of going as it is, and I see we have some people in the chat room right now that are, one of them just told me that she could not call in. Well, I don't know. I don't know what to do. So what do you think? You want to hang on for a few minutes, or you want to just try next week? I bet you any money they're not going to get this fixed in time. I don't think so anyway.
Yes, yeah, I will hang on. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Well, I have other callers that I'm going back and forth to, so it's really not fair. I won't be able to concentrate on you, but just hold on just a few minutes, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I talked to some of the callers. I am going to try, listen to my voice, try to reach... I can't even call some of these people here because I can't use my home phone. I'm going to try to reach them on, if you'll just bear with me, just one moment. Let me send a message to Stars Maya. There is a problem. Yeah, now they tell me, right? I don't know if they're going to, I don't know. Oh, hold on. Well, Stars Morningstar got me on. Yeah, she keeps getting a busy signal. Hold on, let me tell Morningstar. They are fixing. But I don't know. I doubt that we're going to only stay here for till about 7:45. I'm going to tell her to keep trying. That's the best we can do, right? Oh, it's called an impromptu kind of thing. You got to just keep going with what it is, and there's not too much else you can do about it, and that's about all. So, okay, well, we're going to wait and see. I'm going to, don't you have fun listening to me talking? I'm talking to the phone and all of this, and you get to hear all this. I'm sending a note over to Stars Maya. So we'll just wait here a while and see what happens. Oh dear. See, these things happen. It's technical stuff. You know, when you work in the area of all kinds of little things like this, I can tell you a story today about a girl who had an account, got in to create it, purchased her minutes, and she emailed me. She says, "Natalie, I can't log into my account." So yours truly had to go in and see if she could troubleshoot. And lo and behold, she had a lowercase letter in the beginning of her username, in her email address, so I changed it to uppercase. Then I went in, logged in as her, and I got in. So, you know, strange things happen. They're just little glitches, and this is just part of it. At least they sent me a message on the top of my dashboard, because usually they just kind of leave you in the dark, but maybe they get a lot of complaints. But anyways, I sent off the messages. Everybody's trying to get in. I mean, we're missing a lot of people not calling in and all of that. Oh. She said she'd keep trying. Well, I don't know. We're just going to have to. I can tell you a little bit about Stars soon, and those are listening in the room. Tony and I have tested again last night our audio that we'll be having. So all you'll have to do is have a microphone, and the reader if they have a microphone, you'll be able to talk to the advisor. You won't have to call a phone number. You won't have to do anything like that. Just make sure that they have the little icon by their name, and you'll be good to go. And I'm keeping the rates as they are for now. Down the road, though, I will be incorporating a membership so that those who do purchase the membership for the year can hold the rates that we have now, because there will be increases, obviously. And you know how fast I can talk, and everybody's probably laughing that's listening to me. I mean, I can say an awful lot in 10 minutes, and it's really not fair to have the readers talk 20 minutes worth in 10 minutes that you paid for. So they will go up a little bit, but I'm not going to charge very much more. That's what's nice about STARS is I have maintained a good rate. The readers get a good rate, and therefore everybody is happy. And I have so many people who have gotten accounts and purchased and supported the site. It's really tremendous. And, you know, many of you know I have something called planetstars.com, and that was my first site. So everybody, you know, I had 25 readers there, which is not many because I think I have 200 and something right now. But all those readers moved over to STARS. Oh, I see one of my readers just logged in. Hold the fort, everyone. Okie dokie. Hold on. Okay, we've got STARS Maya here. So we're going to go on here and try to make something what's left of the show. I am going to hope that my two other readers do get in. And those who are in the chat room, if you want to try to call in, somebody just got in, so it's okay. And my lovely STARS Maya just got in, and I was waiting for Morningstar and STARS Sabrina, who is brand new to the show, but they probably got discouraged. I mean, my goodness, it's almost 7:45. So without further ado, I'm going to connect with STARS Maya. STARS Maya, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
Okay. Finally, I know. All right, I'm going to connect you with, I don't know if you've ever had one client that's called in, a potential client or a caller. We've probably got three that have been in before, but I just heard from STARS Morningstar. She said she's been trying, busy, and I bet you STARS Sabrina has been going through the same thing. So I think we're just going to go ahead here with our callers so at least we get a little something, okay? So let me connect you here with Tony. Hiya, Tony. Now the callers are coming in. You're on the air, Tony, with STARS Maya. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, STARS Maya. How are you?
I'm good, Tony. I remember you. How are you doing?
Well, a lot of things are going on. A lot of things are really out of control. So hopefully you can give me some information and maybe I can get a little grounded and get my feet on the ground.
Okay, sure. What's your main question? Because we've had phone trouble, so I know we're going to be pressed for time. So what would be your main question, Tony, for me tonight that I could answer or help you with?
Okay. My main question is I had three visions all regarding Dan, and these all happened towards the end of July. And normally my visions have come to pass within 1 to 3 weeks. And that's usually how it goes. And these visions involve Dan moving his belongings in my home, his TV in my home, his shoes in my bedroom closet, and him looking for a pan to cook food in my kitchen. Is Spirit giving you a time frame of when you see Dan moving his belongings in my home?
I'm not getting a time frame on that, Tony. I feel he could do it in the next few weeks. I think we've discussed this before. There does seem to be some conflict there. So I'm not getting an exact time frame. But I would say if your visions have been accurate and they normally happen in a time period, I think you said about 3 weeks, that kind of makes sense with a little bit with what I'm feeling. So I'm going to go with, let's say, 3 to 5 weeks.
Okay, so by the end of August?
By the end of August, first week of September, yes.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so I appreciate your question. And why don't you come and see us at Star Psychic so we can really, really touch base on all these issues. I know myself or any of the experts, we could really help you out. We're so pressed for time on the air. So come and see us. We do a great job, and the quality that you get and the price is a great, 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 great price. We'd love to see you on the site, Tony. God bless you, and I appreciate your question, and good luck with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got other callers in, and Stars Maya, I'm going to give the next one over to Stars Sabrina. She finally made it in, and she apologized for being so late. So hang loose, my darling.
Okay.
Hi, Melvin. How are you? You can finally get your question answered.
Thank you.
See, good
yes,
things,
ma'am.
Good things come to those who wait. So hold on. I'm going to connect you with Star Sabrina.
Okay. Thank you.
Star Sabrina, you have Melvin on the air live, and he's going to ask you his one question. Go ahead, Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi, Ms. Sabrina. How are
what
you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
I'm
yes,
happy
my one
to hear that.
Yes, my one question is, I had a dream about an employee, a girl that works with me, and we never, like, talked, but the dream was about her coming over to my place, and she had something to tell me, but I didn't get it at the end, but I just want to know, do you see us in a relationship?
Well, I do feel that you seen her in a dream, as dream interpretation, that you and her do share some sort of telepathic communication.
Uh-huh.
And I do feel she does have a connection with you, but she's just not ready to open up just yet. Maybe she's waiting for you to make the first move.
That's what I was going to ask. If I ask her out, I mean, would she be flattered and go out with me?
Oh, she will be flattered, absolutely. But you have to take your time with this one because I do feel that she is a little bit shy.
Oh, yes. Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. Don't jump the gun with her. Just take your time and ease into it slowly because you seeing her in a dream, it's because you and her share that telepathic communication. And there is a connection there of some sort. Now, do you see her every day at work?
Just about, yes, ma'am, at night at the hospital.
Okay, do you and her talk?
Only about every now and then we may have a conversation, but basically it'd be about work. Sometimes I work on the unit that she works on, and
mm-hmm.
but we clock in about the same time, and she, it's just something, because I think she want me to say something like, can I have your number, or do you want to go out? I think my gut feeling is saying that she wants me to say it. She wants me to say it.
I do feel she does. Just take your time with her because she's very shy and delicate. And you don't want to, you know, over-flatter her so she gets scared away. Just take your time in it and ease into it. And I do feel you and her building up a relationship of some sort to answer your questions. So, was
okay.
You satisfied?
Yes, ma'am, definitely.
Okay,
and
great.
My age is not a problem with her. We separate an age gap here.
Well, you know, a lot of people feel that age is just a number, but both of you have to feel comfortable with the age group.
Okay, yes.
Both of you have to feel comfortable with it. Now, if you'd like to go further more into readings, you should go on our site at Star Psychic. I am online. And there's other psychics there as well, but I'd like to do a further more reading on you. You'll see me at Stars Sabrina.
Uh-huh.
I am on the front page, and we could do a reading. The prices are great, and the psychics are great. We're, you know, we're all a great community all together.
Okay. Yes,
and
ma'am.
We would love
I will
to hear
do that.
From you.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Have a blessed evening, and then I do appreciate your question.
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed day. Thank you,
you
for
too.
Your answer.
Bye-bye.
All
nice
you're
reading,
welcome.
Sir,
bye-bye.
Sabrina. Thank you, Melvin. Come back and see us and go to starspsychics.com, and you can get a you know more in-depth reading with Star Sabrina or any of the
okay.
others. Thank you, Sabrina. I've got more callers. Just
you're
hold
welcome.
On.
Okay.
Okay, Stars Maya, are you ready for the next one?
Yes, I am.
Of course you are. You've been waiting and waiting to call in, right? Okay, it is going to be Vernell. Hold on.
Hello.
Hi, Vernell. You have Stars Maya on the air. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. I've been living with my adult sons, and I've been trying for quite a long time to get approved for SSI, and all of my appeals have been exhausted, so they told me I have to reapply all over again. But in the meantime, while I'm living with them, the people who moved over top of us are very noisy, and there's lots of kids and a lot of heavy foot traffic, and they know all kinds of people, and I kind of think it might be some drug activity going on. And I'm hoping that, you know, I move or me and my sons will move or those people will get raided on and get forced out. Do you see what's going to happen with any of this?
Yes. Let's address, since we're limited to one question, let's address the neighbors. I do feel that they're going to end up leaving. I feel that you will eventually move. But first of all, I feel like the upstairs neighbors are going to get evicted. And what I would suggest, what my guides are telling me, is the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So
mm-hmm.
call every single day and complain. Every day. Whoever is running that, the complex, or whoever is management, or whoever's in charge. And also you can call the police if the noise is after 10 o'clock at night. My guides are just saying just continually complain. Don't let up. Don't ignore any of it. Stay on top of it. And eventually they will, I feel like they can't, there's something to do with the money and the paperwork for them getting in anyways. So I definitely feel they're going to move. And I'm going to say that at the most, we're looking at another 2 months at the very most. And it actually feels a little bit sooner, Vernell. So good luck with that. And God bless you. And I appreciate your question.
Okay, and I have to quickly say I did call the police other times before, and the owner acted like he was ignoring me, and I called the police even too, and that didn't work. But
well, it will. Sometimes it you know, don't give up, I think is what the message here is. It may feel that way, and the apartment manager or the person in charge, they may not be that interested. Maybe it's about money for them, however they're getting paid. I don't know if this is HUD or if they're just getting straight rent. But don't give up. That's the message I'm getting. Continue to stay on top of it because eventually you'll be heard. And even if that isn't, that might be the last straw that broke the camel's back, because even if that isn't actually what gets them out, I don't feel like their stay there is going to be very long anyways. So either way, you're a winner, but you may as well push it as far as you can. You've got nothing to lose. Just make
okay.
it short and sweet. If you call the police, just say there's all kinds of noise. There's people coming and going, slamming doors. I thought I heard somebody threatening somebody. I mean, just make it like that. Don't get into a big story with them. Just say, you know, the noise level, especially if it's late at night, that, you know, the more times they're disturbed, if you can get the police out there, the better your chances that they're going to want to move on because they're not interested in that hassle.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I think you're going to be okay. I think they're going to end up out.
Great. Great. That's wonderful.
Yes. You'll have some peace, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully until I move myself anyway. And I want to hopefully be approved for SSI if I apply again.
Right, you want to do that. And, you know, be sure and visit us for your additional questions. Be sure and come and see us at Star Psychic so we can give you a much better in-depth reading than just this one question answer. But as far as the neighbors, I feel like that's going to be a done deal and you're going to get your peace and quiet one way or the other. So I see a definitely a positive outcome, and they're going to be gone. So, but it sure doesn't hurt to get them gone sooner by making as many calls as you can. And I really do wish you the best on that, Vernell. I know how nerve-wracking and anxiety-provoking noisy neighbors like that can be that don't care about the other people, especially when you're on the downstairs level. So God bless you, and thank you so much for your call today.
Okay, and thank you for the reading.
Thank you, Vernell. You can go to starpsychics.com, and please come back and see us.
Okay, and thank you also.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Stars Maya, we have one more caller, and I'm going to give her over to Stars Sabrina, who you have never met, but we'll have maybe a last moment that at least I can introduce the two of you. She's one of the latest stars. So hold on, Stars Maya. I will be back. Okay, Stars Sabrina, I'm going to connect you with Crystal.
Okay.
And she's the last caller that we have. Crystal, you're on the air with Star Sabrina. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Okay, how about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you. How can I help you?
I wanted to see what you got as far as my current relationship. We just broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there was had to do with his ex. Do you see us reconciling and or when we will be talking? His name's Jerome.
Jerome? Okay. And how long you've been dating?
3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
Okay. My spiritual guides are telling me that Jerome and you will rekindle. But I am picking up that there are some loose ends, my dear, that have to be tied between you and him. It's not going to be just that easy, you and him rekindling and starting over again. It's going to take a little bit of time. I do see it working out, but I'm just saying that the both of you do have to work on that together. Now, I know he does still care about you a great deal, and I know you care about him as well. You and him do have that special connection with each other, and you always did. And when you and him start to get closer, because I do feel him making communication with you, but also, I'm just going to say, do your own thing in between time. You don't
okay.
have to hold your breath for him. I mean, he is going to come around when he's good and ready. Not that I'm saying you are, but it's just when he's good and ready because he's got a lot going on right now, my dear. But I do know he does care for you deeply enough to come back in your life.
Okay, do you see a time frame as far as when we'll be communicating again?
Well, to do with the time frame, my dear, I do feel it's going to be between now and 3 months. That's what my spiritual guides are guiding me into. That's what I'm tuning into.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. And if you'd like to go more depth into the reading, you could reach me. You could see me at starpsychic.com. My name is Stars Sabrina. And we could go further more into a reading to see more of what's taking place or what's going on. Or we have our other psychics there as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal. Come
thank
back and
you.
See us, and you can go to starspsychicswithans.com. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Okay, yes. Okay, it's just us. Okay, but I just wanted to introduce
no, we're
you
not
to
on
Stars
the air.
Maya. Huh?
Are we on the air?
Well, it's recording, but Ricky will cut it out, so don't worry about it. But anyways, I just
okay.
want to introduce the two of you to each other.
Okay.
Because I can't put us on mute and all three of us talk. It has to be on the speaker, so... Sabrina, this is Stars Maya. And Stars Maya has been with me probably, oh, I don't know, a long, long time, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, probably since the beginning. But anyways, both of you did a great job. I wanted to let you both know. And I'm sorry for the mix-up tonight. Of course, at least it wasn't our fault. We didn't do a thing, right?
No, absolutely. But it was a pleasure meeting Stars Maya. It's good to meet the psychics.
Yeah, you too. It was a pleasure to meet.
Thank you for calling in and keep calling in like you did tonight. I know hopefully next week will be much better. I know Stars Morningstar couldn't call in. She couldn't get in at all. So anyways, it worked out very well. And I'm going to go have my dinner now. So thank you, ladies, and you have a great evening, okay?
Thank you.
Much love to both of you. Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Enjoy your dinner. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.